Diary Fragments, October-December 1906. October 1st to December 15th, 1906. Sunday, October 12, 1906, Berkeley, California. On Sabbath day, Elder Haskell spoke to our people in the old Oakland church building, which was mercifully spared us. Sister Haskell spoke to a company assembled at Alameda. Brother Doris Robinson spoke to the Berkeley church. In the afternoon, I filled an appointment in Oakland. We had a large, commodious meeting room, which was well filled. I brought before the hearers lessons from the first epistle to the Corinthians. After the discourse, I spoke to the church members regarding the great interest they should manifest in carrying on the work that was entered into at the close of the camp meeting held this summer. When it was decided to continue tent meetings and ask Elder Haskell and his wife to remain to follow up the interest, some tents were left on the grounds in order that the workers might be accommodated. Elder Haskell and his wife, Sister Haskell, had been laboring diligently to teach all who desired to understand the Scriptures and to learn how to carry on Bible work and other lines of missionary work among the people. In addition to these regular classes of instruction, evening meetings were held, and the time was well occupied. For a short time, Elder Haskell was absent, in attendance at the Los Angeles camp meeting, but Elder Hibbard and others carried on the work uninterruptedly. Sister Haskell met with great interest in her classwork during the day. Sanitarium, St. Helena, California. I have been unable to sleep after 10 p.m. My heart pained me. I dared not lie in bed. I was in distress, and I walked the room and worked over myself for about an hour. I did not dare close my eyes in sleep. I took up my diary and tried to write out a portion of the message I had seemed to be bearing in the night season to a large congregation. These two entries from MS 129, 1907, pages 1, 2. October 1906, St. Helena Sanitarium, California. I have not been able to sleep since 11 o'clock. My mind is much troubled because of the situation in Los Angeles. Sabbath, October 20th. Sabbath afternoon, October 20th, at 3 o'clock, I spoke in the Congregational Church. I had need of the grace of God. I have not been disappointed. I felt the presence of the angels of God in the house. I was wrought upon to speak with assurance, with earnestness, in regard to individual responsibility. If the Spirit of God is sought most earnestly, there will be answers to our prayers. Do not wait to have human agents in responsible positions come to you and urge you to take up the work that needs to be done. House-to-house work must be done. Engage in earnest efforts for your neighbors. Become familiar with your Bibles. Do not spend precious time in giving attention to your individual indulgence and neglect the soul that you might interest in kindly interested heart work. Will we let the light shine forth to others? After speaking about 1 hour, we asked all who wished to express themselves to give in their humble testimonies. Quite a number spoke, and the truth was shining forth to all that were in the house. Oh, how intensely in earnest I was to impress the hearers that the fallow ground of the heart should be broken up. October 21st, 1906. Elmshaven, St. Helena Sanitarium. Home again. We left home last Thursday morning. It was a cold morning, but when we arrived at the tent location, it was quite warm. There are still a few family tents. Elder Haskell and wife have been making arrangements to take up the work in San Francisco, for our meeting house remains. The fire was stayed before it reached that quarter. Our people have been desirous that meetings should be held in San Francisco. Elder Simpson has come from Los Angeles to commence his work to speak to the people. It was deemed prudent to give up the special work that was being done, that not anything should divert the minds from the message Elder Simpson wished to present before the largest congregations in regard to our present position in Bible history. There should be no excuse for our people to consider this effort a secondary matter, but a matter of largest importance. Oakland must be warned, and San Francisco should have the labors of Elder Haskell and his wife, and Elder Hibbard's and Elder Simpson's help together to carry the meetings in Oakland. October 24th, 1906, St. Helena Sanitarium. I have a large burden on my soul for Australia. I must do what I can to get light before the people. It will be a full month before another mail shall go to Australia. Now I place this burden upon my soul. October 26, 1906. St. Helena Sanitarium, California. I received a message from Elder Haskell. The appointment for me to speak in San Francisco Church was deferred until 1 week from the coming Sabbath. I had decided to go this week, but the mail I prepared for Australia was so large that it required the help of all my workers to copy the matter. I felt anxious to get off all I possibly could for this mail, and in the time between 1 and 2 o'clock until breakfast time at 7 o'clock, 10 pages of letter paper were ready for the typewriter. All through the day, until 7 and 8 o'clock, I was engaged in writing, until the mail for Australia was closed up. I was glad to lay off this burden and prepare for my night's rest. I slept well until 4 o'clock this morning. I am relieved of a large burden to get this matter off, and yet I needed more than 1 day to be rid of all my burden. I sent off all that I could possibly get off. I am relieved and thank the Lord I slept until 4 o'clock a.m. This is an unusual blessing. We have another day without rain. We will rejoice to have a shower to wash our beautiful trees of dust, and the roads are so dusty and thirsty for the rain of heaven. But this dryness will pass away. Soon, beautiful showers will come to refresh all nature. I thank the Lord with heart and soul and voice. Now I take my writing, and with pen trace the things that urge themselves upon me. I thank the Lord for my eyesight. My left eye is weak at times, but the Lord is merciful to me, very merciful. I have fears, but the Lord is merciful. I thank the Lord He has strengthened me to write above 40 pages to our people. I sent copy of discourse given 1 week ago last Sabbath in the large, commodious Congregational Church. Clarence Chrysler accompanied Sarah and me to Oakland, and he reported the discourse given. This much writing has been quite a tax to me, but all this is necessary to be done. We have earnest efforts to make to bring men and women to sense what is sin. I have many words to say in regard to our individual responsibilities in becoming laborers together with God. November. Friday morning, November 2. Sarah accompanied me to San Francisco, and the Lord blessed me with special freedom. I felt grateful for the opportunity of speaking to those assembled. The appearance of the meeting room was good. Floor and the aisles were carpeted. I am very thankful the Lord spared the church, for we would have had no place to meet the people. All were very much pleased to have me address them, November 3rd, in the name of the Lord. I partially consented to speak to them the next Sabbath. I said I would if I was able to do this, but influenza I had to battle with through the week. Was so sick I thought I must not be rash. But Thursday afternoon decided to send them a telegram that I would speak, and so I went according to appointment. On Sabbath, November 10th, the house was nearly full. A few seats at the farther end of the church were not occupied. I spoke upon the creation Sabbath, which the Lord Himself had appointed as a memorial. The Lord of Heaven instituted the Sabbath, as Jehovah had, through His appointed agency, one equal with Himself, made the world and all things that are therein in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. Sunday morning, December 1906, Berkeley, California. Yesterday, Sabbath, December 15th. The appointment was out that I would speak in Congregational Church. I have been sick 4 weeks with the malaria that came upon me after speaking in San Francisco 3 times. The house is so constructed that it cannot be properly ventilated. I spoke in San Francisco and then suffered quite severely. The next week, I spoke Sabbath and Sunday. Many outsiders were in. My burden was to present to them the truth of the Sabbath of the Lord God as pointedly as possible, and the Lord blessed me with great freedom. I gave, in a few words, some chapters in my earlier experience, which interested them much. I bore my journey home well, but began to sneeze and cough. Sister Caro and Sister Sarah were in the same trouble as myself. 4 weeks I was in this state, poisoned with the effluvia of breaths. It was a question with me what I should do. Elder Simpson was anxious for me to come and speak upon baptism, for the baptism would be Sunday forenoon. I ventured to move out by faith. We left Thursday afternoon, December 13th, which brought us here in the evening. It was dark. I went directly to bed and rested well during the night, but had a very ill attack of heart difficulty. Filling my appointment Sabbath afternoon seemed rather doubtful, but I put my trust in the Lord. I was surprised to find the house full and the anteroom occupied with the overflow. It was estimated there were 400 to 500 present. The Lord gave me strength. My text was from the 3rd chapter of the 1st epistle of John. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Verse 1. I dwelt upon the first 7 verses. Strength from the Lord came upon me. I spoke, they tell me, with clear voice 1 hour and 20 minutes, and yet felt no weariness, for I felt the refreshing influence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I was so very thankful that the Lord did give me freedom of speech. Dorez Robinson reported me. This morning, Sunday, the ordinance of baptism will be administered. There is a large number to be baptized. If we had a place suitable to accommodate the people, there would be a continuation of the meetings, for the interest is still excellent. But it is no use to erect tents, for when the wind blows, the tents are shattered to pieces. The rainy season is now on. I am so thankful that the Lord blessed me in speaking in the Congregational Church. This day will be a day of great interest. I hope that many more may decide to take their stand fully. There is a very excellent class of people, both men and women, who have taken their stand. Thank the Lord with heart and soul and voice for the work we have seen accomplished in these meetings. We need, in all our gatherings, to realize that our power and success will depend upon our calmness and the power of the Spirit's working.